Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Now, on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
O'Connor and Company.
It's 8:06 on O'Connor and Company. Thanks for letting us be a part of your morning commute. Hey, in 1 hour, Chris Plant. And the Chris Plant Show. See, for 2 weeks, I was just saying the Chris Plant Show.
He's back.
But now it's Chris Plant with the Chris Plant Show. And coming up in 30 minutes, Virginia Delegate Nick Freitas. Right now, Julie Gunlock and I, Larry O'Connor, are joined by Sean Carney. He's the CEO and president of 40 Days for Life. And boy, it's so good to have you on to talk about this great news that Mark Houck was acquitted yesterday of all charges, found not guilty. Let's remind everyone real fast, this is a pro-life activist in Pennsylvania who was minding his own business, praying in front of a Planned Parenthood clinic. I want to use that word. It sounds like they give health care there. In front of a Planned Parenthood facility, and a abortion volunteer, Bruce Love, ironically named, got in his face, started saying horrible things to him in front of his child. And now that we've seen the video, we see exactly what happened. He did what any guy would do, which is basically sort of put your hands on the guy's chest and extend your arms to give yourself a little space and let the guy know physically to get out of your face, because clearly verbal warnings had not done anything. And Sean Carney, take the story from there, because my understanding was, you know, this guy reported the incident to Philly police and they didn't charge him. And wasn't there also a civil suit in this case, Sean Carney?
Yeah, they didn't charge him. They're like, hey, man, this is Philly. Like, they could have been arguing about the Eagles or whatever.
So
local law enforcement doesn't do anything. He finds out months later he's the target of the FACE Act by the feds. And he's like, hey, you know, and he had counsel at that point. He's like, the FACE Act, that's a, you know, that's a felony. I'll turn myself in. They didn't respond, and then they raided his house at gunpoint in front of his seven children. So he won yesterday, and what all your listeners need to know is he won handedly. It was a landslide. Bruce Love, which sounds like a made-up name, but that's the guy's real name, who was charging him with you know, these things. Bruce Love was on the stand, and our lawyer said, do you ever think Mark had any ill intent when he went out and volunteered for the pro-life movement? And the guy said no. The FACE Act, which, you know, is to protect women going in for an abortion, it's to protect employees of the abortion facility. It doesn't apply. It was a true embarrassment for the federal government because Bruce Love's a volunteer.
Yeah.
So.
And
so
by the way, my understanding is Planned Parenthood's policy is to not engage with individuals who are in front of their facilities.
Yeah, they got rid of them. They wouldn't allow Bruce Love to volunteer anymore.
Yeah. And I just want to point out, because Hannity had this on Fox News last night. It's the first time I've seen it. I don't know why this wasn't public knowledge. I've seen the video now. I mean, he literally just extends his arms to get this guy away from him. And Bruce Love, the so-called victim in this case, he flops like he's LeBron James taking a charge in a basketball game. I mean, any other person probably wouldn't even hit the sidewalk.
Anybody with a sibling recognizes that. It's
yeah.
Mom. Someone hurt me.
But they literally made a federal case out of this, that the Biden administration and Merrick Garland actually sent the FBI storming into this man's home. Is honestly, it's such a degradation of U.S. justice that the heads need to roll. Does Mark Houck have any civil window here to sue the federal government for persecution?
Yes. Yeah, he does, because of civil rights. The federal government is immune to counter lawsuits, but not in situations like this where there's civil rights involved, because you could easily prove that they knew he was innocent going in.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I have friends that work in the FBI. We want them in the FBI. They want to go, and they want to kick down the doors of El Chapo and haul him off and raid his house.
Yeah.
You know, but they don't want to go into Mark Houck's house in past life,
in front of his kids,
13 statues of the Virgin Mary,
right,
and braid his house in front of his seven children, and it's absolutely absurd. So all options are on the table. This was a huge, well-deserved embarrassment for our FBI, yep, and our DOJ. We have a lot of great people in the FBI and the DOJ who wanted Mark to win because they knew that this was coming, and they thought, this is shameful what we're doing to this poor guy.
Well, hold on there. I'm sorry. I don't want to Sean Carney, can you name a couple of those people in the Justice Department who wanted Mark Houck to win?
No.
And that's the problem. And that is the problem.
Yeah, they keep embarrassing
themselves.
I'm sorry,
if they are taking a check in the Justice Department or at the FBI and they cash their check and they say they are part of the U.S. justice system and they can't speak out publicly on behalf of someone like Mark Houck, then they should get another job.
Right. And I mean, how many times is the FBI going to embarrass herself? You just said, you know, this has been embarrassment for the DOJ and FBI. Well, how many more embarrassments can there be until people start to either leave or stand up? But I want to ask you, McCarthy has said, Leader McCarthy has said that there are going to be investigations. And one of the investigations or committees is going to be on weaponization of the federal government against conservatives, essentially.
People like Mark Houck.
Yeah, people like Mark Houck. Do you think Mark Houck will be called to testify? Have there been any contact with that committee? Because this is a perfect example of the abuse of power.
Yeah, it's a perfect example. I think he will be called. And there are multiple people, men and women in the FBI and in the DOJ, that were rooting for us and rooting for Mark to win. And he won, and he won big. When I say this is an embarrassment for the DOJ and the FBI, it's not a sensational thing. The FACE Act doesn't apply here.
Yeah.
Bruce Love was a volunteer. The FACE Act is specifically for women seeking an abortion or abortion clinic workers. So it doesn't apply. That was the first thing that the first point our lawyer made. So
yeah,
there was no point to any of this. That's why the local law enforcement didn't press charges, though. He's like, man, this is silly.
You're right. Like, oh, please, this is Philly. Please.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
It's nothing. This is the sort of thing that happens, you know, every minute during an Eagles game at the Link.
Exactly.
Talk to me about Mr. Houck's 12-year-old son. I think that was a big part of the story that gets lost, that this was not just about, you know, a scuffle between a pro-life activist praying and a Planned Parenthood volunteer. Because Mark Houck's 12-year-old son was there. What was said, if you can say it on the air, in earshot of Mark's little boy?
I can't say it on the air, but as the jury agreed, every reasonable person would be like, okay, we know what this is. And when the attorneys cross-examined Bruce Love, who said those things, they said, has Mark ever come out here? Has he ever volunteered for the pro-life movement with ill intent?
Yeah.
And the guy said, no.
That's the key.
No. Mm. And, you know, Planned Parenthood banned him from volunteering ever again. And it was just a loser. That's why it's such an embarrassment for the FBI. It's an embarrassment for the DOJ. There is no there. And there never was. And we sent federally funded agents and AR-15s to his house to raid his home in front of his seven kids. I'm sure there was a guy in the meeting going, hey, the guy has no record.
Yeah, you think this is overkill, really, folks? Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
And this is we probably shouldn't do this.
Yeah, but
they excuse that.
But
guy
Joe Biden
meeting.
And Merrick Garland, they need to demonstrate to their pro-abortion activist base that they're doing whatever they can to make sure people aren't praying rosaries
right
in front of a Planned
Parenthood. Hey, but the FBI director said that, and that's what's great. He said, hey, Roe v. Wade was overturned. That's what changed. For this left didn't change. Mm-hmm. Roe v. Wade changed.
There you go.
It changed, and
so now they're weaponizing the FACE Act, yep. the freedom of access to clinic entrances. They weaponized it against people for praying.
Yeah, we're going in. The Supreme Court corrected their error of Roe v. Wade.
We're going to have to leave it here. Thank you, though. It's great news. You're right. It's such a monumental victory, and we need some wins now and again. And the fight now begins to push back against this Justice Department on behalf of Mark Houck. Thank you, Sean Carney. Great stuff. He is the president of 40 Days for Life. It's 8:16.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Null. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.